بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith which is narrated by Jundub bin Abdullah رضي الله عنهما, he narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we were young boys. He said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while we were strong young boys. We learned faith before we learned the Quran. Then we learned the Quran and it strengthened our faith. And this is a Sahih Hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah. Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu reported, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while we were strong young boys. We learned faith before we learned the Quran. Then we learned the Quran and it strengthened our faith. And this is in Sunan Ibn Majah. My brothers and sisters, if you look at this hadith, he's saying, فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ قَبْلَ أَن نَتَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. He says, we learned Iman before we learned the Quran. ثم تعلمنا القرآن فازددنا به إيمانا. Right? He said, then we learned the Quran and it strengthened our faith. Now, what is the meaning of we learned Iman before we learned the Quran? Think about it like this. Supposing you get a letter from wherever and you are reading this letter, and just for the sake of imagination, imagine this letter is written on a sheet of paper. The signature of the person who wrote the letter is at the bottom, and just to test you or for fun or whatever you want to call it, I mean, somebody gives you this sheet of paper and they mask that name of the person who has written the letter. So you are reading this letter. Then when you come to the end of the letter, the person removes the tape from the name of the person who wrote the letter, and you see the name of your father, you see the name of your mother, you see the name of the person who is most beloved to you in the world. And tell me, when you read the letter, you understood it because you know the language, it had some meaning for you. But when you see the name of the person who wrote the letter, does the quality of that meaning, does it change? Or is it the same thing? Right? I mean, this is a dumb question. Ta'ala Allahul Amthal, we are not comparing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your mother or father or anybody. But I'm saying that the meaning of saying we learned Iman before we learned the Quran, first of all, historically also that happened, because the Quran in Makkah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, you know, in the initial days, there was not much of the Quran which was revealed. So that is part of the, historical data. But other than that, if you look both at the times in Makkah, and that is the reason, one of the million reasons why it is so necessary and critically important to study the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because it's only by studying the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ that we can appreciate these things, that we can understand Islam in its true perspective. Because there's no other way. If you do not study the seerah, there is no way that you can understand the circumstances of revelation, and there is a huge learning and lesson to be derived from every one of them. So if you study the seerah, you see that in the Makkan period, both the conditions that the Sahaba had to endure, the hardship they had to endure, as well as whatever Quran was revealed in the Meccan period, all spoke of one thing only, and that was the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson being driven home in Makkah was like the opposite of the example I gave you, which is that it was the name of the writer which was being reiterated and which was being mentioned and emphasized over and over again. It was not the message. It was the name of the writer. Who is the message from? First, understand who is speaking. Understand who is speaking. Get introduced to the speaker. And the Quran is kalam. The Quran is speech. The Quran came as the spoken word. It did not come as a written word. The spoken word was then safeguarded, and it was then documented, and it was written down for posterity, for us to get it after so many years. But the initial word which came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jibreel Islam did not bring to him pieces of paper with stuff written on it. He spoke to him. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would memorize whatever Jibreel Islam would tell him. To the extent that sometimes he would be in a hurry to memorize because he was, you know, he would fear forgetting it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry about it. Don't recite the Quran quickly in order to memorize. Don't speed up your recitation. Imagine the violence we do to the Quran, especially in Taraweeh when we recite it like an express train. This is zulm on the Quran. This is a lack of adab for the Quran. It is disrespect of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly, do not move your tongue fast when reciting the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the Quran firm in your heart. Right, this was the Bashara of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran came as a spoken word, and then this spoken word was written down. So the point I'm making is that when Sayyidina Jundub bin Abdullah radhiyallahu anhu says that we learned Iman first, this is the meaning. That first they learned, who do you have faith on? When you say, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, who is Allah? Wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he is there in front of you. But Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, who is Allah? Do you know who is Allah? Do you have a connection with Allah? Do you have a ta'alluq ma'Allah? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real to you? Allah is real. But is he real to you? Is he real to me? When I stand and say, Ya Allah, is it only words? I know Allah. I mean, cognitively, theoretically, I know Allah is hearing me. I know Allah is seeing me. I know Allah understands me, irrespective of which language I speak in. But is that in my heart? Do I have the feeling of this? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ud'uni, ask me, astajib lakum, I will answer, I respond to your dua. Do I have the faith in that? This is the meaning of ta'allam al-iman. This is the meaning of ta'allam al-iman qabla an ta'allam al-Quran. تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ We learned Iman قَبْلَ أَن تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنِ Before we learned the Quran. We understood who was the speaker. We understood who the message was from. And then when we read the message, what happened? He said, the Quran strengthened our faith. We said, Alhamdulillah, this is my Rabb talking to me. This is my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu talking to me. My brothers and sisters, this is what we need to do. Today we have turned it upside down, like everything else. Everything in our life is upside down. We read the Quran like it is, you know, just writing. We memorize the Quran without knowing the meaning. We just repeat. And may Allah forgive those so-called ulama. And I'm saying that so-called because anyone who makes that statement has no right to call himself an alim. So-called ulama who insist that it is necessary not to know the meaning of the Arabic in order to memorize the Quran. And believe me, I'm not exaggerating. I've had arguments with people, so-called ulama, who tell me that if you know the meaning, you cannot memorize. So I asked him, how did the Sahaba memorize? He has no answer to that. The fact is, he himself does not know the meaning. He's too lazy to learn. And so he insists that it is not necessary, and also it should not be. Just let them just read, and by repetition, he will memorize. And that's the fastest way of memorizing. Who told you that you must memorize fast? Who told you that you must read the Quran fast? Allah actually told you not to read it fast. Right? All of this timing and whatnot, and you know, how long does it take? This is all our creation, wallahi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never asked anyone to do that. Allah did not ask us to do that. Allah actually told us the opposite. Let us read it slowly. Understand what you're saying. Understand who is saying it. Understand whose kalam it is. Focus on yourself and say, what is happening to my heart when I am reading this thing? And if nothing is happening to your heart, then you're wasting your time. So work on your heart. Work on your heart. This is the meaning, inshallah, of we learned faith before we learned the Quran. And when we learned the Quran, it strengthened our faith. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.